I wish the national constitution were more like the California constitution. For better or for worse, and I'm sure you have views on this, back in, what was it, 2003 or so, we, the people of California, rose up and fired Gray Davis. I don't know how I would have voted in that election. You know, we could talk at length about Arnold Schwarzenegger as his replacement. But the fact is that the people of California didn't feel impotent with regard to responding to a governor they had lost confidence in. Whereas in the country, and the same thing is true, incidentally, in Wisconsin, which has a recall provision. At the national level, most of us feel trapped by Donald Trump as a four-year president. The alternative is to try to figure out how he can be impeached. And the problem I have with the impeachment clause is not only that it takes a lot of time, but also, frankly, speaking to somebody who's taught at a law school now for 37 years, lawyers get involved. And if lawyers get involved, by and large, they're going to shout at one another about what counts as a high crime or misdemeanor. We saw this with the Clinton impeachment roughly 20 years ago. And that, I think, is a bad thing. If we had a procedure for a vote of no confidence, which is actually what I prefer, mm-hmm. that let's say two-thirds of Congress voting together, not the House separately and the Senate separately, but two-thirds of Congress coming together, if they say, you know, we really have lost confidence in this person with regard to issues of war and peace, life and death, if you've lost confidence on matters of tax policy, you're not going to impeach. You're not going to fire a president. But if you're frightened when you go to bed over fundamental issues like life and death, peace and war, then you want to fire the president. The virtue of vote of no confidence is that it's not a legal decision. It's a political decision. Do you have confidence in this person or not?